really how, in a condensed version, like when and how this ministry, Warrior Set Free, was started.
Warrior Set Free was started out of a need, actually within our staff. We had a person on staff whose granddaughter was married to a veteran, and we saw the struggles firsthand of what he was going through, what they were going through as a couple. And we, at the time, had military veterans on our staff, but we weren't specifically reaching out to veterans. The number that's thrown around a lot is 22 veteran suicides a day, which is true. There's other numbers thrown around, but with the tools we have through the gospel, through the freedom appointments, we wanted to make a focused effort on finding veterans to directly minister to veterans. So at the time, I was finishing up a government contract, putting my feelers out for a new job, and Dean approached me that we had a need, and he thought that I could fill the need. That was the spring of 2014, and I officially came on staff. We launched Warrior Set Free in October of 2014. The first veteran we met with was in Hudsonville, in Reverend Paul Tamling's home, a veteran from his church, and I connected with him on a veteran basis, and then Paul told him about Jesus and healing, and he was the first guy we helped.
That's pretty awesome. I have an article that I want to ask you about, but kind of digging, words are really failing me today.
Okay, you're amongst ordinary, everyday men.
Oh, well, thank
Please
you.
Please don't use big words, because we'll have to Google them before we answer.
First grade novel, thank you.
Thankfully, you don't have to worry about that with me. It's more with Ruth. I'm more familiar with Warrior Set Free working with veterans, but how did you start working with first responders, or like, how did you realize that was also a need?
First responders with police, fire, and EMS. A lot of those individuals are very similar to military. There's a concept called the sheepdog concept, and those are the dogs that watch over the sheep, and they run towards the fight as opposed to away from it. One of my favorite authors, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, kind of made that popular. It was featured in the American Sniper movie, but a lot of those individuals see more on their job on a daily basis than a lot of veterans see in a career. So the need is the same. The trauma is the same. It's just a different field. And kind of the techniques fit for both career fields.
And you're leading perfectly into my next question. It's about an article I saw recently. A Colorado counselor. She specializes in trauma recovery, and she wrote about this pre-trauma training for first responders. It's kind of basically like teaching them how to process trauma before they encounter it. And supposedly this is going to help. In your experience working with both veterans and first responders, at a general level, is that something, kind of like a preventative approach, something that could be applied or could be helpful?
Absolutely. We, back to Colonel Grossman, talks about stress inoculation, knowing what you're getting into and being prepared for it before you experience it. So in the military, we actually train harder in some of our exercises than we do in real combat. So if you can let people know, this is what's going to happen to you. It's very common for veterans, servicemen the first time they're in a firefight to soil themselves. And Colonel Grossman spreads that message, and that's a physical reaction. But to let potential future combat veterans know, you know, these are some of the emotions you're going to experience. Survivor's guilt is probably the biggest one. Regret, going back and replaying those activities over and over again in your mind, and taking responsibility for things that were outside of your control. So letting them know, these are the typical things we see. So if you start to walk down those paths, either notice it and fix it, or seek help at that point to be able to talk through those things.
And we, obviously you guys are working with men and women who are kind of on the other side of that. Like, they're needing to process things now, not like planning ahead is great and prevention is great, but you know, you're meeting needs where they're at today. Can you walk me through sort of what you guys do to help people? I guess, first of all, like, what people encounter the most, as far as you mentioned survivor's guilt, but kind of what's the most common things, and then how do you walk people through those barriers to get to recovery?
The biggest thing is listening to their story and just trying to pick up a disconnect with them talking about what happened, whether it was in combat or in the military. A lot of veterans we're finding were experienced trauma before they joined the military. So we'll even go back and help them unpack some of that pain. But listening to what they're saying, trying to understand how they're framing it, and then help them find the lie in it. Jesus, of course, is the way, the truth, and the life, and Satan is the father of lies. Satan wants us to believe that things were our fault, that weren't our fault. He wants us to feel guilty, feel shame, feel anger, feel regret, and then we at Set Free specifically introduce a lot of people to spiritual warfare, taking every thought captive. So the techniques are pretty similar, regardless of what they've been through. Survivor's guilt, anger, those are the biggest ones.
Okay. And I guess this next question might be for Dean, or could be Steve, either or. What's kind of the future of this ministry? Obviously, there's always going to be a need. As long as there's veterans and first responders, you know, there's going to be trauma, there's going to be a need to process that. But what lies on the horizon specifically for Warrior Set Free?
I guess the vision that we have for Warriors Set Free is it kind of began in 1994. That's really how Set Free Ministries began. It's started with a wounded vet who was a CIA trained assassin who spent 30 years in post-traumatic stress. And we just formed a prayer team. It says, when one part suffers, we all suffer. So really, it's a body of Christ issue. And so we just gathered around this vet, and we started praying with him and asking the Lord to do something that only he could do. And all of a sudden, all the shame, all the guilt, all of the pain of the past that he had suppressed for 30 years came roaring out. And there was a lot of tears. There was a lot of pain. He who covers sin will not prosper. So a lot of the vets are forced to cover over sin, not only sin done to them, you know, a lot of evil done to them, but also evil they participated in. And when they try to cover that over and hide it, secrets make you sick. And so what we want to see is healthy vets helping hurting vets. And that when you have a hurting vet who gets helped, then that person is very much like the person described by Jesus in Luke 4:18, I've come to heal the brokenhearted. I've come to open the eyes of the blind, to release the oppressed, and set captives free. That's Isaiah 61:1. But then if you keep reading, it says, I want to give you oil, the oil of gladness instead of a spirit of despair. You're going to be oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. You will rebuild ancient ruins. You will repair places long devastated. You will be called priest of the Lord. That's the truth. So if we can get a wounded vet who has been oppressed and hurting and has been medicating with drugs and alcohol, and really the Lord Jesus touches him or her very deeply and sets that captive free, that former captive becomes the next warrior for the next group. And we really believe that, and that's what we're seeing. And that's really the mission statement of Jesus, is Luke 4:18. So it's quite simple. Jesus is the one that began this ministry in 2,000 years ago when he stated that in a synagogue, stating Luke 4:18, and that's for the vet, and that's for the first responder. That's for everyone who is brokenhearted and oppressed and trying to keep secrets in, and they're trying to manage pain. And it just doesn't work. It has to come out.
Amen to that. And you guys are really helping the helpers. So yeah. how can our listeners and readers help you?
Prayer. We're on front lines every day, so we need a lot of prayer. We need prayer cover. Obviously, we have teams here that are we're equipped. We're specialized. We have. We have a large ministry of 3,500 square feet here. We have a 9 paid staff, so donations would certainly help, because we do all of this for free. We do not charge anyone ever. And some of these cases take long hours, and they take many, many man hours, and we're not going to charge them for it. So donors can actually pay it forward to help us help them.
All right. That sounds – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Referring vets, letting the veterans in their life know that we're here. A lot of veterans won't ask for help until they find themselves stuck. We're taught to handle things on our own, and we see asking for help as a weakness. So encouraging them to reach out. A lot of times I talk to veterans about being involved to help us help other people, and they end up getting help themselves in the process.
Oh, and I, sorry, I had one more question, because I saw something on the Facebook page about a Conquer series coming up July 2nd. Is that something that you'd like to talk about here?
Wayne is actually running that. He's led that through his church couple times. It will have a handful of vets on it, but I don't know if we.
But it's not directly. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's just local. Dean can talk about Conqueror series probably for a whole nother call. But go ahead.
The Conqueror series has to do with porn addiction and getting out of the trap of porn addiction, which is just one of the things that the vet would try to fill the void. It's. The pain, we try to medicate pain, we meditate on the pain, we try to use pain as a motivator, and it's, none of that's going to work. And so a lot of times the vets will use drugs, sex, alcohol, porn to try to fill that void. All it is that's pouring gas on a fire, and it's just going to become an inferno. So the Conqueror series is just a very specific ministry to deal with the porn addiction that a lot of the vets are dealing with.
Okay. Well, if it fits in our story, then we'll, and I say we, whether it's going to be me or another writer that's putting this together. But I just thought I'd bring it up. But that wraps up my question.
One other quick thing. We do have an opportunity in July for a weekend event called the Heroes Return. It's a very thorough approach to dealing with combat stress. It's in Big Rapids from a Wednesday night, July 17 to 21, on a beautiful property. It's 800 acres, lodge sleeps 50 people. Hands down the best ministry weekend I've ever experienced. And this one is specifically for veterans and first responders. The webpage is theroadmap.org for that